Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
Recently, I was asked, what do you do when your kids grow up and they don't need you anymore? You celebrate. You celebrate. You've achieved what a parent is designed to do, to make independent children, to have their own path. As Cahil Gibran said, they come through you, not to you. So if they're able to be independent and stand on their own 2 feet and achieve what their dreams are, their objectives, and you can basically relax and say, hey, I've achieved what I've set out to do. Now, just know that every decision that they make is going to be based on what they believe will give them the greatest advantage over disadvantage. If you would like to keep engaged with your children as they go on and become independent, just give them a reason, a strong enough reason for them to want to communicate and continue to interact. If you don't, let them be. My father gave me a statement one time. He says, if you need me, I'm there. If you don't, good on you. I'm there. I love you. There's no question about that. So just, it's inspiring as a parent to see that your children are able to be on their own. So I wouldn't necessarily take that as bad or good. I would just say that that's something to be grateful for, something to be fulfilled by. But at the same time, if you want them to interact with you, give them a reason to it. Give them something of value. You know, just like anybody else, people are utilitarian. They want to feel that they're getting some value out of interacting with you. They're going to prioritize who they interact with according to who provides them the most value for their time. And if you want them to interact with you after they become independent, give them a reason that's of value to them. Find out what their needs are and assist them in fulfilling their needs. Care enough to do that. But at the same time, care enough also to let them be. They're independent people. Go back to when you were at that age and think about how you wanted it to be. And you may have absolute times where you want to communicate with your family and other times you don't. So give yourself permission to do that with your children. And they're going to be independent. That's a great accomplishment. Did they survive? I remember a comedian said one time, did they survive? If so, you were a successful parent. I'm teasing a bit, but not much. You know, if they're still dependent and they're up in age, you might have to withdraw some of the generosity and support and protection and give them their independence. Challenge is what makes them independent. Support is what makes them dependent. They become precociously independent when you challenge them and give them accountabilities, and they become dependent and juvenile when they're being supported and protected. So find a balance so they have enough reason to interact with you, but at the same time, enough independence standing on 2 feet. So I don't know if there's anything you need to do at all, except be grateful for that you have children that have succeeded in achieving some sort of autonomy and independence. I think that's something that every parent hopes for, and I think that every child is also wanting that independence. They've been striving for that since probably their teens, and they're now able to do that. So be grateful for that. Look in the mirror and say, thank you, you accomplished your job as a parent. But just know that if you do want them to interact, give them a value. People make decisions according to what they give the most value per time. Give them a value. If you don't, then just let them be. Give them the respect and know and confidence that you're confident that they can stand on their 2 feet. If they need you, they'll call you. If they don't, they'll be independent. Fantastic. anyway, there's not really any major insights that you have to glean from this other than to know that if you have respectfully prepared your children for the real world and they're independent, thank God, or thank you, or thank them, or thank whatever, that you've done your job.
June, can we perhaps just add, like, I'll stitch it on, but just add a little piece of maybe this individual would go through something like an empty nest syndrome type thing, you know, like they're grieving like a loss of.
So is that the intention? Is that the intention of the, because I don't know what she intended when she wrote that.
Well, that's what I see when I read that, because I know my wife will go through that one day. I know that for a fact.
Okay. Well, that's not the question. The question is different than that. You sure that's what they want? What do you do when your kids don't need you anymore? That didn't say when they're leaving the nest, they may not need you and they could be living at the home.
Or they could be. That's true. Okay, fair enough.
I'll be glad to do that if you want.
Well,
you want me to do it? Let's start over. Let's start over and put both of those in there.
Okay, beautiful.
Thank you. Let's start over. Just delete that one. Cut that one out.
Okay, that's fine. I'll cut it all. It's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yep. If you're a parent that has children or young adults or adults that have finally reached a state of independence and they don't require you, then congratulate yourself. You are a viable parent. You accomplished your aim. But if you're so accustomed to having around and now there's an empty nest syndrome and you feel like, oh, I've got to adapt to that, just beware of projecting your, you know, needs of them to be still children onto an adult. It's wiser to go find out what specific trait or actions or inactions that your children are demonstrating when they were there that you still admired and still kind of infatuate with and still hold on to and still have oxytocin and attachments to, and go find out the new form that it's in and the drawbacks of the earlier forms when they were young. Because as long as you're attached to anything that had a pleasure association, nucleocumin stimulus in the brain, you're going to be feeling a grief of a loss when they're gone. But you can neutralize it by finding out who now is providing that behavior, because somebody else emerges when the door shuts, the window opens, and somebody else becomes like a child in your life, and you get to be parenting something else, maybe people at work, maybe friends, maybe your own spouse or a dog or a cat. But whatever it is, find out the new form of what you think you're missing. Find out what are the downsides of having that trait that you were attached to in your life to liberate yourself from the intrusive thought of how these infatuations and attachments still linger in your brain. Anything that is valent, positively or negatively valent, gets stored in the brain as episodic memories and becomes intrusive, and it kind of dominates your mind. So if you're infatuated with parts of your children and now they're gone, you're going to miss them. And then you're going to possibly intrude on their life now that they're independent because of it, because of your need. Care enough about them to be there for them if they need you, but don't smother them. Don't project. Don't take your wounds and put them on there. Go find out what you think is missing in your life now that you once had because they were there in the empty nest syndrome now, and go find out who's providing that. What's the drawback of when they were there? What's the benefit of the new people that's emerged in your life? And set yourself free and set them free. But just know that if they're independent, you've achieved as a parent. But if you're dependent on them, it may be time to let that go and let them be who they are. You know, as Gil Gibran said, that they come through you, not to you. And if you do want to see them, give them a value to want to see you. If you find out what their highest values are and you provide something in their values, they'll probably come and visit you or interact with you. But don't make it an obligation and a guilt trip. Don't use emotional blackmailing because you're feeling insecure and feeling a loss. go find out the new form in which their behaviors that you miss are in, who's providing it, what's the drawback of them providing it, what's the benefit of the new people providing it, and adapt to be resilient and allow the empty nest to be full in a new form. May you appreciate your own life now that you've succeeded in helping your children become independent.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.